Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. All right, so I want to make a little video right quick because I haven't been doing my podcast in like probably 3 or 4 weeks. And like, my biggest thing is that you have a podcast business. Why aren't you doing podcasts? And I was like, man, because I'm trying to figure out everything. I'm trying to position everything, or I'm trying to get everything situated and so on and so forth. If my business is a podcast business, I should be doing podcasting consistently. Not inconsistent, but consistently. Because that's my business. That's what I'm helping others do. And if I'm not doing what I'm preaching or what I'm practicing, it's kind of like I'm contradicting myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like I'm going against my own business model. And this is a major lesson. One, because I'm thinking I have to go to one particular place to record my podcast, which is my, what is it called? At home studio. Someone asked me a question today that was like, yeah, man, like, I'm trying to set up my studio. I'm trying to, like, really get my podcast out there. And the advice that I gave him was so great, because it was the advice that I gave myself. You don't need the fancy equipment. You don't need the fancy studio. You don't need the fancy location. You just need to start your podcast and start developing and grow over time. And I was like, that is some great advice. And the reason why this is so important, the reason why I want to make this video now, is because I'm making the time to continue my podcast. And it was at a point in time when everything got overwhelming. I'm doing everything. I'm trying to figure out everything. I'm trying to put everything together. And it just get overwhelming at some point in time. And so when I started to fully understand more about like what I was doing, what I started to do started to make sense, because I can do it more consistently. I have a way to do it. I have a system to do it. But it's the development that takes a long time when you are starting from ground zero or ground level zero. And the biggest lesson that I got from this is that it doesn't matter where you are at. When you start putting things into place and your organization is coming together and you're becoming more organized, you have to consistently be more organized and do your business. You have to do your business. My business is a podcast business, so I have to do my business consistently. I have to reach out to customers consistently. I have to follow up consistently. Does it get overwhelming? Absolutely. But if I want a successful business, if I want to have a lot of impact, I have to find a way to do it more consistently. I have to find a way. Yes, now I have the, thank God I put everything together the last couple of months. However, just because it's together and it's not being acted upon, it's kind of like I just wasted all that time. It's kind of like I just wasted all that time. But in reality, I didn't waste the time. What I did do was that I was putting things into place. Okay, now whenever I record a podcast, I know how to get the thumbnail. I know how to write the description. I know how to get the title. I know how to test the video against one another. I know how to post it on social media. I know how to market myself. I know how to get more awareness. I know all the hows because I set up all the hows. Where the challenge comes from is implementing the how. It's implementing the how consistently. And so this has been great. because I'm on my third attempt of growing a podcast business. And if I'm a podcaster, I need to be podcasting. You know what I mean? And if I'm helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast, I need to be consistent with mine again. So it's a process behind everything that I've been developing, that I've been learning, I've been growing and improving on. And so it's a process. But just because it's a process doesn't mean you're not going to learn. Doesn't mean you can't learn. Doesn't mean you can't even get better. What it does mean is that you get better when you understand how to do point A, point B, point C, point D, and so on and so forth. The consistency. When life happens, when your relationship happens, when your passion happens, when your building is happening, like all these things are stacking upon each other. But if you manage the things that's coming together in your life, you'll be able to have more impact. So this video is going to be a short one because I'm getting back in the groove of recording consistent podcasts. And so I'm on day 37, and this has been a 5-minute talk of the lesson I've learned today.